Ladies and gentlemen, I am Seema, the moderator for this conference call. Welcome to the earnings conference call of Ice Make Refrigeration Limited, arranged by Ariana Matasco, Reputation PR and IR service provider, to discuss the financial results for the Q1 FY24 ended June 2023. At this moment, all the participant lines are in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At this time, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone keypad. Please note, this conference is recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Rana from Ariana Matasco. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being part of this earnings conference call for Ice Make Refrigeration Limited. I am Aryan Rana, and I am honored to be your host for today's session. We have some exciting updates to share as we discuss the financial results for the first quarter of FY24, ending on June 30, 2023. I am thrilled to share that since our last earnings call in June, Ice Make's market valuation has surged by an impressive 57%. Looking back over the past year, this growth has been an outstanding 188%. And over the last 2 years, an astonishing 600%. Our market capitalization has recently crossed the INR 800 mark, reflecting Ice Make's position as one of India's fastest growing companies in its sector. As a renowned leader in innovative cooling solutions and manufacturer of over 50 refrigeration equipments in India, Ice Make has demonstrated its resilience and growth potential in recent quarters. Our performance speaks volumes about our commitment to innovation, excellence, and customer satisfaction. Our detailed financial results have been made available on our company website and the stock exchanges. However, I would like to highlight that during our discussion, we may touch upon forward-looking statements that are subject to known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. I am pleased to introduce our esteemed executives who will shed light on our financial performance and strategic outlook. Mr. Chandrakant P. Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, whose leadership has been instrumental in driving our company's growth and strategic direction. Mr. Nikhil Bhatt, VP Strategy, whose expertise and leadership has greatly contributed to our organization's success. Mr. Ankit Patel, CFO, responsible for managing our financial operations and offering strategic financial guidance very aptly. And last not the least, Mr. Mandar Desai, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, who efficiently manages company's communication and coordination, particularly regarding compliance with regulatory requirements. During the today's call, our management team will provide an overview of financial performance for the quarter ending June 2023. They will highlight key achievements, address your queries, and offer insights into our strategic initiatives, market opportunities, and future prospects. With that, I will now pass the floor to Mr. Patel. Over to you, sir. Thank you so much. Mr. Patel?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the call. I am happy to highlight factors that have been contributing mainly to our success. Ice Make has made strong reputation as an innovative and well-established brand, securing and expanding market share is shown by our remarkable CAGR of nearly 50% over the last 2 years. This growth reflected our dedication to meeting market demand with advanced solutions. Our current order book is around 125 crores, and we are confident to maintain an annual growth rate of 30%. I am happy to announce a significant milestone in our journey. Ice Make has secured its largest work order to date from the West Bengal Livestock Development Corporation Limited, this government-owned entity dedicated to advancing livestock development in West Bengal, has put confidence on us and awarded contract value 65.48 crore. This achievement will enhance our capability and increase our brand value. The demand of innovative cooling and cold chain storage solution continues to increase both in India and international market, presenting us with strategic opportunity for growth. In conclusion, I would like to extend my gratitude to our dedicated team, supportive partner, and estimated customer who have contributed to our achievement. ISMEC is committed to pushing the boundary of innovation, delivering excellence, and driving sustainable growth. Thank you for your time and attention. I now invite our CFO, Mr. Ankit Patel, to brief you about company's financial performance, and after that, Mr. Nikhil Bhatt will provide business updates and opportunity we are chasing. Thank you.
Thank you, Amrit sir. Hello, everyone. Our financial performance in Q1 FY24 has been marked by strong revenue and profitability growth, propelled by increasing demand and successful implementation of new initiatives. We are pleased to share financial highlights. We achieved a strong 22% increase in revenue from operations during the quarter, showing our company's strong growth trajectory. This growth reflects higher demand and our commitment to deliver innovative solutions. Our consolidated total revenue for Q1 FY24 reached to 79.31 crore, a substantial raise from 64.90 crore in previous Q1 FY23. This increase underscores the positive impact of our strategic initiatives and market positioning. Our focus on cost control, optimizing, and our product mix, and benefiting from softening input prices contributed to a significant improvement in operating profits. Evidently, we recorded an EBITDA of 8.34 crore for the quarter under consideration, reflecting a substantial increase of 2.26% on year-on-year. Our dedication to operational excellence led to a notable enhancement in EBITDA margin. In Q1 FY24, our EBITDA margin reached 10.52%, significant improvement from the 8.26% reported in corresponding period of last year. We believe that EBITDA margin in the range of 9.5 and 10.5% is sustainable going forward. Despite higher revenue, our financial costs and borrowing remained under control. A working capital cycle of the company is averaged 6 times, and in coming times, the company will focus on obtaining benefit of financial leverage for pursuing aggressive growth. Our net profit witnessed a significant surge of 73%, reaching 5.35 crore in Q1 FY24. Up from 3.10 crore in the same quarter previous fiscal. This impressive growth is attributed to higher revenue and sustainable improvement in operating profit. I would say our Q1 FY24 financial results reflect a compelling growth trajectory driven by increased demand, strategic initiative, and operational excellence. We are confident in our ability to continue delivering a strong financial performance and value to our stakeholders. Thank you for your attention. Now I request Mr. Nikhil Bhatt to share business updates and insights. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As a business strategy head, going forward, I see tremendous opportunity for growth, and I'm excited to shed light on the current trends shaping the refrigeration and cold storage industry in India. Firstly, the demand for energy efficient and eco-friendly refrigeration systems is surging, with increasing environmental awareness and a focus on energy conservation. These trends align perfectly with our commitment to sustainability. Our ammonia refrigeration system vertical that on energy conservation commence operations few years back is going to be the most promising growth drivers for us to cater to this growing segment. It is a type of refrigeration system that uses ammonia as the refrigerant. It is commonly used in industrial and commercial applications due to its high efficiency and low environment impact. Ammonia has excellent thermodynamics properties, allowing for efficient heat transfer and cooling. Secondly, the food and beverages sector's growth is driving higher demand for refrigeration solutions. Urbanization and evolving consumer preferences for packaged and processed foods are boosting the need for reliable cold storage facilities. Icemix has a wide range on customized products to cater to this segment. Digitalization and smart technologies are also making strides. IoT-enabled devices and remote monitoring solutions are enhancing operations efficiency and customer experiences, positioning us at the forefront of innovation. Transitioning to the cold storage sector, advanced solutions are becoming crucial. These ensure that quality and freshness of perishable goods, which is vital as consumer demands evolve. Energy efficiency and sustainability are paramount. The industry's shift toward eco-friendly refrigerant and energy-saving equipment is well aligned with global initiatives. Automation and digitization are streamlining operations, reducing wastage, and enhancing resource management in cold storage facilities. According to the market outlook and one of the leading reports, Indian cold chain market reaches up to 18.4 billion in 2022 and projected to grow up to ₹38 billion by 2028, with a CAGR of 13 to 14% during 2023-28. Key drivers include the expansion of organized food retail, the rise of processed food consumption, the shift towards fruits and vegetables in agriculture, and increased demand from the healthcare sector. In conclusion, our industry is evolving towards sustainability, innovation, and efficiency. We are strategically positioned to leverage these trends and provide cutting-edge solutions to meet evolving needs. Thank you, and we are ready to address any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Mahesh Atul from Atul Advisory. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Congratulations on good set of numbers, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I have two questions, sir. One is, if you can break the margins that we have according to our business segments, like, for example, I mean, cold room segment, the commercial and industrial refrigeration, and segment-wise, if you can give me the margins and the sustainable margin in that particular segment. Second thing is, sir, on the CAPEX side that we were actually planning, so could you actually tell me the revenue potential of this particular project that we are going to start which is of this, I guess, the new thing that we are going to start. So just wanted to know the revenue potential and when can this come into our books.
Okay. So your first question regarding margin. There are three verticals, actually commercial, cold room and industrial, where we are having similar blended margin, I mean to say from the range of 28% to 34%. But the first comes commercial refrigeration, where our margin is 30% to 34%. The second is cold room. It is something in the range of 28% to 32%. Industrial is having 28% to 31% margin. And after that comes transport refrigeration. There are somewhere around 15% to 19% margin is there. And ammonia vertical is having 10% to 12% margin.
Okay.
And your other question was regarding CAPEX.
Yes.
The continuous panel project is under consideration. We have ordered, our land is purchased, part machinery is already ordered, and we are expecting commercial production maybe somewhere in the next year, at the end of June, or maybe in the July first month, in the July first half somewhere. We expect that it can contribute up to, in a single shift, it can run 200 crores per annum. If we increase that shift, the number can increase.
Sir, just to add to this, who are the other players who are actually last con call, we have already told that there are enough players in this segment. So how positive are we that we will be able to achieve that number, that whatever you have said, 200 crores? Is the market, do you have the visibility of the market, or are you in talks with someone, or going ahead, how exactly are you going to scale up this business? Because 200 crores in one shift would be like, if we take it on a three-shift basis or two-shift basis, even two-shift basis, it would be a huge business. I mean, it will be equivalent business to what we have today. So what is the visibility that you have to this business? And also, in the last phone call, we have told that this business would be completely automated. So what kind of margins we will have in this particular business?
The gross margin that we expect is around 15% to 18%, but it is fully automated. There is no requirement of labor, I mean to say production labor. It is fully automated. So we need very few people or very few small team just to handle and for shipment. So we expect the EBITDA margin that would be similar to our existing business. So this new vertical, new expansion will support our margin. There will not be any deviation from our current margin setup.
Also, what about the visibility, sir? You have any visibility of the business?
And regarding the you of this asking for the competitor or the present position in the Indian market, so there are 8 to 9 companies who are making this such type of products. And as per the market reports, in the past 5 years, 2017-22, it was a growth of 9.6% CAGR and valued up to 33,000 crores. And according to the future market growth presumption, it will improve by CAGR of 14.3% somewhere. So it will be almost double. It may be 3,000 to 5,850 crores in the Indian markets. So whatever the existing players are there, they are increasing their business scope. They are increasing, they are doubling their capacity somewhere, they are expanding geographically, as well as they are also expanding their network, business network or business model. So we hope that there is enough opportunity in Indian market. Apart from the refrigeration industries, there are ample opportunity for the infrastructure projects or infrastructure industries. So there may not be any issue for the market as per our presumption.
All right, sir. Thank you and all the best. I have further questions. I'll join back in the queue, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Faisal from HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you just explain to us what this PUF is actually and where it is used in the refrigeration process? And am I making the right assumption in saying that, we may then, supply to all our competitors also going future? this PUF panel, as this may be a major component of refrigerated equipment. Second question is that what is contributing to the high ROCE and ROE? You know, do we have like a, you know, some kind of a, you know, business advantage that is causing this ROE and ROCE to be so high? Or is it that we have some best practices in our manufacturing shop floor processes? And one more question is that, so are we looking at, you know, large corporate tie-ups like with Reliance for their dairy project which is coming up in Jamnagar? And is there any some export potential also in this?
So far as ROCE and ROE that you are asking, so basically we are focusing till the time our focus area was somewhere around a ticket size of more than 1 lakh or more than 50,000 rupees. And we are in a very niche segment. So the product in which we are having some sizable margin, that was only in our focus. And our three top vertical that contributes around 75% to 80% of total revenue. So the thing is, we are focusing on a sizable margin product, and that is the reason. And our company, what we say, fixed assets turnover is somewhere around in the range of 8 to 9 times. So it is not a asset light industrial model. So that is the reason. And before Corona. And meanwhile, we had some capex plan, but due to Corona, it was delayed by a couple of years. So now we are seeing that the industry size and potential is very huge. So we feel that ROCE and ROE that will be sustainably maintained, maybe in the range of 25% to 30%, that ROCE we can achieve.
Regarding corporate clients, we are just referring just to the Reliance Group. We are regularly in the contact with the good corporate clients in the all India base. And they are also, there is a dialogue between some leading corporates. But they have their own procurement process, and it will take some time, but we are already there.
And about, sir, if you could just explain about the PUF, where it is exactly used in the refrigeration process, and how likely we are to go to 2 to 3 shifts for once the project is on stream. And I hope that there are no time overruns in the project.
We are talking about continuous procurement, right?
Yeah, PUF.
Yes. See, apart from refrigeration, there is a for the particular refrigeration industries. For the large scales of projects or the big warehouse, the cold chain warehouse, it is almost there required. Apart from that, nowadays you can see that the infrastructure development is going on. So considering the insulation property and green energy saving concepts and everything, so now it is more used in the infrastructure also, in large corporate office also, as well as the other industrial area where only apart from these bricks or the RCC wall, they are using this continuous pop panel for the wall. So there is an ample opportunity in that area.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Zaki Nasir, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Namaskar, Chandrakant bhai, and the entire team of Hisense, sir. Congratulations on a very, very fantastic quarter numbers. Sir, there are two questions, sir. Number one, the kind of contract you got from West Bengal government. Shayad, I say, or the state government's ke contract ho, sir, jo aane wale ho, or on the track. Do you foresee a lot of state governments and government orders in the current year going forward, sir? That is my question number one, sir. And question number two is, Chandrakant bhai, what would you do to maybe make a geographical spread of sales better, sir?
आपने जो बोला पहला क्वेश्चन था वेस्ट बंगाल में हम एक डेयरी ट्रंक की डेयरी प्रोजेक्ट करने जा रहे हैं और भी स्टेट में ये अपॉर्चुनिटी है सेम वेस्ट बंगाल में भी और इन लोगों के भी ऑन हैंड प्रोजेक्ट है जो अपकमिंग बजट में वो लोग लाएंगे लेकिन हम लोग ये ट्रंक की डेयरी करने का ये हमारा पहला अपॉर्चुनिटी है तो हम उसमें इनडायरेक्ट डेयरी में हम 50% मैकेनिकल काम तो करते ही हैं अब ये हम डील करेंगे तो ये एक्सपीरियंस के बाद हमारी स्किल और टीम का एक एक्सपीरियंस डेवलप होगा बाद में हम उसके ऊपर देखेंगे कि अगर अपने बिजनेस मॉडल में अपना मार्जिन ठीक से बैठता है तो जनरली गवर्नमेंट प्रोजेक्ट में कभी कभी ज्यादा डिले हो जाता है ऐसा होता है तो ऐसा ज्यादा फोकस करके हमारा पूरा टॉप लाइन उस सेगमेंट से लाने का कोशिश तो नहीं है क्योंकि हमारे पास एग्जिस्टिंग जो वर्टिकल है वो भी हमें 30% एवरेज ग्रोथ तो दे ही रहा है तो हम उसके साथ साथ ऐसे बड़े प्रोजेक्ट पे काम करेंगे
जी सर पर ये प्रोजेक्ट में मार्जिन क्या रहता है चंद्रकांत भाई आई मीन ये मार्जिन इज गुड ऑल्दो पेमेंट माइट गेट स्लाइटली डिलेड बट दी ग्रॉस मार्जिन आर रीजनेबल इनाफ इन दीज काइंड ऑफ प्रोजेक्ट सर
मैं ग्रॉस मार्जिन तो नहीं बता सकता क्योंकि कुछ ऐसा है ना जैसा सिविल का एक पार्ट है उसमें ग्रॉस मार्जिन कंसीडर नहीं कर सकते लेकिन हम लोग 3-4% नेट प्रॉफिट के साथ ये प्रोजेक्ट हो सकता है ये कंजर्वेटिव फिगर है इससे ज्यादा ही हो पाएगा
जी सर और सर आइसमेक का ज्योग्राफिकल स्प्रेड थोड़ा इम्प्रूव करने के आपके थॉट्स क्या रहेंगे
एक्चुअली हम लोग वेस्ट बंगाल कलकत्ता में एक छोटा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग यूनिट ये अगस्त में प्रोडक्शन शुरू हो जाएगा और हमारा साउथ में जो भारत रेफ्रिजरेशन है वहाँ अभी हमारे पास स्पेस लिमिटेशन है तो हम वहाँ भी एक लैंड अभी डिसाइड किया हुआ है तो अगले एक आध साल के अंदर वो नई फैसिलिटी में शिफ्ट होगा उसके बाद उनका कैपेसिटी बढ़ेगा और इनिशियल हम नॉर्थ में देखते हैं कि एक वेयरहाउस से हम शुरू करें क्योंकि नॉर्थ में लॉट ऑफ मैन्युफैक्चरर भी है तो वहाँ कंपटीशन भी ज्यादा है प्राइस कंपटीशन स्पेसिफिक ज्यादा है तो नॉर्थ में हम हमारा एक स्टॉक पॉइंट करेंगे और कंटिन्यूस पैनल में अगर ये फर्स्ट प्लांट इंस्टॉल होने के बाद अगर अच्छा बिजनेस होगा तो वो प्रोडक्ट भी लॉजिस्टिक कॉस्ट में थोड़ा सा ज्यादा होगा एक डिस्टेंस के बाद में तो वो एक सोच सकते हैं कि जियोग्राफिकल कंटिन्यूस पैनल का एक और प्लान करना है तो वो शुरू होने के एक आध साल बाद मार्केट रिस्पॉन्स और कंपटीशन को देख के हम कितना अच्छे से कर पाते हैं
Fantastic, sir. Best wishes to you and the entire team, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all the participants. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Meet from Niveshai. Please go ahead, sir.
જય શ્રી કૃષ્ણ સર ચંદ્રકાંત ભાઈ અને આઈસમેક ટીમ બધાને કોંગ્રેચ્યુલેશન ખૂબ જ સારા નંબર્સ માટે સર અપના ગાઈડન્સ 30% પ્લસ એન્યુઅલ ગ્રોથ રેટ કા હૈ રાઈટ સો ઓર તો મેરા ક્વેશ્ચન બેઝિકલી ઉસ પે હી થા જૈસે અગર હમકો 30% પ્લસ ગ્રોથ અગર Q4 કા જો હમારા લાસ્ટ Q4 થા ઉસ બેઝ પે કરના હૈ તો હમકો મતલબ 145 crore કા રેવન્યુ કરના પડેગા Q4 મેં और अगर हमको मतलब Q1 से Q3 तक भी अगर 30% ग्रोथ का गाइडेंस मेंटेन करना है तो अगर हम लास्ट साल का 65 crore का बेस मानते हैं तो Q1, Q2 और Q3 में भी हमें 85 crore प्लस का रेवेन्यू करना पड़ेगा तो मैं समझ रहा हूँ कि मतलब अपने पास इतनी अगर कैपेसिटी है क्या मतलब कि अब Q4 में हम 145 crore या उससे ज्यादा रेवेन्यू कर सकते बेसिकली मतलब लास्ट कॉन कॉल में मैंने क्वेश्चन पूछा था हमने बोला था कि 450 crore मैक्स कर सकते हैं सो 450 crore को भी मैं अगर 4 quarters में डिवाइड कर दूँ तो हाईएस्ट अपन 112 crore जैसा सेल करते हैं क्वार्टरली सो हमारा प्लान कैसे रहेगा Q4 में अगर इतना ज्यादा रेवेन्यू लाना है 30% ग्रोथ अचीव करने के लिए सो इन्वेंटरी इकट्ठा करके करेंगे या फिर कैसे करेंगे वो थोड़ा क्वेश्चन था सर
इन्वेंटरी करके तो करना ही पड़ेगा क्योंकि हम क्वार्टर 3 में थोड़ा सा स्टॉक करेंगे हमारे डीलर को पूछ करके हम एडवांस में सप्लाई करेंगे तो कैप टर्म्स का करंट टर्म्स देके तो हम फोर्थ क्वार्टर का जो प्रोडक्शन बर्डन है वो हम थर्ड क्वार्टर में शिफ्ट कर सकते हैं। ये प्रैक्टिस अभी सेकंड क्वार्टर से ही हमने शुरू किया है जो हमारे एग्जिस्टिंग डीलर है उनके साथ, और ऑन हैंड ऑर्डर अभी भी हमारे पास 125 करोड़ प्लस है जो अगले साल हमारे पास 45 करोड़ था। तो हमें सेकंड और थर्ड क्वार्टर में भी 30% प्लस ग्रोथ करने में अभी लगता नहीं है कि कोई दिक्कत होगा। तो हम फोर्थ क्वार्टर में हम थर्ड क्वार्टर में थोड़ा सा एडवांस स्टॉक कर लेंगे, और हमारे पास अभी जो बड़े प्रोजेक्ट है एमोनिया और ये डेयरी प्रोजेक्ट जो वो तो कमिटेड है कि हमें इसी साल में कस्टमर को डिलीवर करना है। तो 30% ग्रोथ करने में अभी तो नहीं लगता है। कैपेसिटी जो आपका क्वेश्चन
है,
हमारी कई सारे प्रोडक्ट है, जैसा हम डिहाइड्रेशन प्रोडक्ट में जो मशीन बनाते हैं फ्रीज ड्राइंग, ये वो हाई वैल्यू प्रोडक्ट है, उसमें मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कैपेसिटी प्रोडक्ट पे भी डिपेंड करता है। तो वहाँ हम हाई वैल्यू प्रोडक्ट की वजह से कैपेसिटी बढ़ जाता है अगर वो बिजनेस बढ़ाएंगे तो। एमोनिया में आप जानते हैं कि हमारा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का यूजेज कम होता है, इसलिए हम जो कैपेसिटी बोलते हैं 450 करोड़, वो कैपेसिटी फिजिकली हम हमारे स्टैंडर्ड प्रोडक्ट के ऊपर ही बोलते हैं। ये वर्टिकल से अगर बिजनेस शेयर बढ़ेगा तो हम 30% ग्रोथ करने में कोई चैलेंज नहीं है।
ओके सर, सर आपने जो बोला हाई वैल्यू प्रोडक्ट और वो तो उसके वहाँ से हमारे पास ऑर्डर है क्या?
हाँ, अगले साल भी हम लोगों ने 16 करोड़ का डिस्पैच किया था, करंट ईयर में हम लोगों ने 20-24 करोड़ का टारगेट है कि हम इतना काम कर लेंगे। अगले साल हमें एक कस्टमर से ही 12 करोड़ का ऑर्डर था, इसीलिए 16 करोड़ इजीली हम कर पाए थे। करंट ईयर में हमारे पास ऐसा सिंगल ऑर्डर नहीं है 12 करोड़ का, लेकिन मल्टीपल ऑर्डर से हम 20 करोड़ करेंगे और 20 से 24 करोड़। फर्स्ट क्वार्टर का भी अच्छा उसमें कंट्रीब्यूशन है, फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में डिहाइड्रेशन प्रोडक्ट में एमोनिया के अच्छे प्रोडक्ट ऑर्डर है हमारे ऑन हैंड, डेयरी का ऑर्डर तो आपको बोला, तो हाई वैल्यू प्रोडक्ट का ऑर्डर अभी से रहेगा हमारे पास।
राइट सर, सेकंड क्वेश्चन ये था सर, तमिलनाडु में जो लीज पीरियड एंड हो रहा है, सो जो हम नई लैंड देखी वहाँ से वहाँ पे कितना इन्वेस्टमेंट होगा हमारा और रेवेन्यू कितना जनरेट कर सकते हैं, कुछ गाइडेंस दे सकते सर?
उसमें हमारे यहाँ तकरीबन लैंड और बिल्डिंग में इन्वेस्टमेंट तकरीबन 6 से 7 करोड़ के बीच में होगा। लैंड अभी हम आइडेंटिफाई की हुई है, हो सकता है शॉर्ट टाइम के अंदर हम आपको अनाउंस करें कि भी लैंड में कुछ अपडेट्स हैं, और उसमें मैक्सिमम टॉप लाइन हम तकरीबन
40-45 करोड़
के आसपास की टॉप लाइन हम जनरेट कर पाएंगे।
और करंटली अपन साउथ वाले प्लान से कितनी करते हैं?
करंट वाले में तो तकरीबन 25 के आसपास ही हम जनरेट कर पाएंगे, 20-25 के बीच में, क्योंकि वहाँ पे उतनी स्टोरेज कैपेसिटी उतनी ज्यादा है नहीं।
राइट सर, प्लस एक क्वेश्चन था, प्रोडक्ट हमारे प्रोडक्ट्स के एप्लीकेशन काफी सारे इंडस्ट्री में है, पर ऐसी कोई इंडस्ट्री है जहाँ से आपको अच्छे ऑर्डर्स आ रहे हैं या फिर गोइंग फॉरवर्ड आप फ्यूचर प्रेडिक्ट करते हो, मतलब फ्यूचर में अच्छी डिमांड आ सकती हो? स्पेसिफिकली एक क्वेश्चन मेरा जो था, बिकॉज अपन अच्छा ग्रोथ गाइड कर रहे थे, तो ऐसा कुछ ट्रेंड आइडेंटिफाई किया है किसी इंडस्ट्री में हमने?
एक्चुअली आप ओवरऑल इंडस्ट्री देखो तो आइसक्रीम इंडस्ट्रीज भी अगले 2 साल से अच्छा ग्रोथ कर रही है, उन लोगों का सबका एक अपना प्रोजेक्शन जो है वो, और हम लोग जियोग्राफिकल जो हम लोग आइस बेस्ड कलकत्ता में हमने जो शुरू करेंगे, इसी वजह से इसमें हम लोग लोकल प्रेजेंस होने की वजह से हम काफी हमारा स्ट्रेंथ बढ़ेगा। उसका डिहाइड्रेशन प्रोडक्ट भी आप जानते, अब ई कॉमर्स भी रेगुलरली चलता रहता है, पहले कोरोना के बाद में ही ई कॉमर्स बिजनेस शुरू हुआ, अभी भी ई कॉमर्स के हर महीने में अच्छा बिजनेस भी होता है, ऑन हैंड ऑर्डर भी है हम लोग अच्छे, जो नए ब्लिंकिट या जो वेल नोन ई कॉमर्स कंपनी है सबके ऑर्डर हमारे पास ऑन हैंड है। फूड प्रोसेसिंग में आप देखें इंडिया की लीडिंग ब्रांड है हल्दीराम बीकानेर, या तो जितने भी और बड़े फूड प्रोसेसिंग वो सबका एग्रेसिव एक्सपांशन है, वो लोग को अच्छा एक फोरकास्टिंग है उनके पास की बिजनेस।
राइट, And sir, last question is ki jo hamara solar cold room karke ek product hai launch kiya tha humne 2022 mein, so usse koi inquiry hai kya orders hai kya, jaise recently abhi May 2023 mein Kerala mein first solar cold room ka launch kiya gaya tha, so apne paas se koi inquiry aa rahi hai order hai ya kuch, any update on this?
Actually, solar cold room mein on hand itna inquiry nahi hai. Hum logon ne solar mein shuru mein aisa dekha tha ki hum direct tender mein participate karke kare, lekin ek 14-15 lakh ki product koi khet mein jaake lagane mein kahi sare jo local cost hai na wo control mein nahi rehta, isliye hum logon ne hamara strategy change karke hum log through dealer, through local installer ke through kaam karenge. To अभी दो तीन इंस्टॉलेशन करने वालों से जो गवर्नमेंट में रेगुलर सप्लाई करते हैं उनसे बात चल रहा है. उन लोगों का बोलना है कि उनके स्टेट में 100-200 सोलर कोल्ड रूम लगने के चांस है, क्योंकि गवर्नमेंट में टेक्निकल और बजट में थोड़ा टाइम लगता है. लेकिन सोलर में हम लोगों ने स्पेसिफिक कोई नया इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर भी डेवलप नहीं किया हुआ है कि हम जो एस्टिमेट करते हैं अगर बिजनेस नहीं होगा तो हमारा कोई लॉस होगा, क्योंकि सेम मैन्युफैक्चरिंग फैसिलिटी से हमने ये एक वैल्यूएट और इनोवेटिव प्रोडक्ट किया था. तो अगर वो अपॉर्चुनिटी आएगा तो हम लोग कर लेंगे, लेकिन थोड़ा सा जैसा गवर्नमेंट सेगमेंट है और रिमोट में जाके काम करना है, इसलिए हम उनको लो प्रायोरिटी में रखते
हैं. Sir, also one thing I like to add to guys is that after sale service ke bhi kafi achhe review hai sir, so keep providing and improving your excellent after sale service. Thank you so much sir for all the answers.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tej Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. This quarter, can you give the revenue split of the verticals for this quarter?
Okay. Yeah, cold room ka hamara vertical ka share hai 47%. Industrial mein 4% hai.
Okay.
Commercial ka 21% hai. रिफर वैन का 12% है और अमोनिया का 15% है.
ओके. और ओके सर, आप व्हेन यू से द वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट, तो सर इसमें से कौन से वर्टिकल में हम जो वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट है वो कौन से वर्टिकल्स में से?
इट फॉल्स अंडर कमर्शियल वर्टिकल.
और सर उसका हैज अ वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट, मतलब जो हाई वैल्यू मार्जिन वाले प्रोडक्ट है उसका हैज अ होल रेवेन्यू में मतलब कितना स्प्लिट है, जो वैल्यू एडेड प्रोडक्ट से बोल रहा अभी वर्टिकल में से उसका कितना स्प्लिट है, मतलब हैज अ होल ऑफ द रेवेन्यू का?
पिछले साल में हमने 16 करोड़ का बिजनेस किया था, जो हमने नई मतलब रिसेंटली डेवलप की हुई प्रोडक्ट थी. अभी इस बार हमारा डिस्पैच फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में उतना ज्यादा नहीं हुआ है, लेकिन ऑर्डर बुकिंग उसकी ज्यादा है. हो सकता है नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर या पूरे साल में देखे तो उसके नंबर बढ़ जाए. अभी इस वाले क्वार्टर में उसका डिस्पैच तकरीबन 1.4 करोड़ के आसपास ही है, ज्यादा नहीं है, पर बुकिंग ज्यादा है.
अच्छा.
मैंने हाई वैल्यू प्रोडक्ट जो बोला था ना वो प्रोडक्शन कैपेसिटी को लेके था, जो अगले क्वेश्चन था कि 450 करोड़ में लास्ट क्वार्टर में आप 150 प्लस करोड़ का मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कैसे कर पाएंगे, उसके रेफरेंस में मैंने बोला था कि हम हाई वैल्यू प्रोडक्ट को फोकस करके 150 करोड़ लास्ट क्वार्टर में कर सकते.
अच्छा अच्छा, गॉट इट सर. थैंक यू सो मच सर, एंड गुड लक फॉर दिस ईयर.
थैंक यू.
A reminder to all the participants, anyone who has a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Sanjay Shah from KSA Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for opportunity. Sir,
good afternoon.
I slightly joined late in the queue, so I must have lost out a few things. But just to understand, how do you see 3 years from now for our company and industry per se, after completing the expansion and new paneling project?
See,
actually, industry's growth is coming 3 years, it will be more aggressive.
And what we have planned or what we have projected is 25% to 30% growth rate. We are trying to maintain that. And overall industry is also supporting accordingly. So after adding this new product, that is continuous pop panel, that will be added in revenue in the next FY. So in that part also, we are quite hopeful that it will help us to add our revenue in the next FY also. And going forward for the 3 years, FY25, we are just projecting 500 crore plus revenue. And coming to the next 4 to 5 years thereafter, it may be cross 1,000 crore.
That's great, sir. Really helpful. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Vijay from NS Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Chandragat Bhai. My question is regarding the competitive intensity, particularly in the new CapEx continuous pop panels. Do we also see players like Blue Star and Voltas doing this, and they'll be competing in the bidding process for bids like the West Bengal order that we received?
Actually, if you talk regarding the new projects, like the continuous pop panel, Blue Star and Voltas is not in in that field right now also, in terms of manufacturing. And competing in the big project just like a West Bengal. So West Bengal in the dairy sector, as an entire turnkey project solution providing, I think Blue Star or Voltas is not in that area.
Thank you. Thank you, Chandrakant Bhai. All the best for you and your team.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
In conclusion, I want to emphasize our unwavering confidence in our ability to generate lasting value for all stakeholders. Our dedication to executing strategic initiatives and achieving sustainable growth remains steadfast. Your support and trust are invaluable to us, and we deeply appreciate your role in shaping our journey ahead. We eagerly anticipate further meaningful dialogues and interactions in the future. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact our IR advisors or us. Before we conclude, on behalf of ISMAC Board of Directors and Management, I extend our heartfelt gratitude to you for investing your valuable time and joining us in this earnings conference call. Thank you and best wishes for the prosperous and fulfilling time ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ISMAC Refrigeration Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.